Is the new Threads app really a Twitter killer, or the last gasp of a dying social media model? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. The hot new thing in social media is not really that new at all, and that's kind of the point. The app Threads from Meta looks like a familiar blend of Twitter and Instagram. It's attracted more than 100 million users in less than a week, pulling way ahead of Twitter alternatives like Mastodon or Blue Sky, in large part because it's part of an already established social media brand. You don't have to start from scratch on Threads. Just log in with your Instagram credentials and import all your follows with the push of a button. But there's some baggage that comes along with that Insta network, says Shireen Ghaffari, a senior correspondent at Vox who covers social media.
On the one hand, a lot of people are frustrated with Twitter and they want an alternative. On the other, the alternative is an app that is owned and controlled by the largest social media company in the world.
Right.
So it does kind of feel like there's not a real upstart competitor. I think the closest thing we have to that is TikTok. So yeah, it really does feel like it's a war between two big tech titans here.
And I mean, what are some of the implications of having, you know, maybe all of your social networks be under one parent company, Meta?
Already you can see how Threads is pulling data from Instagram, right? It's pulling your friend network. Now, you're doing that willingly because you're logging into Threads with your Instagram credentials. But I will say that I think smartly, Meta/Instagram has decided to say that Threads' future will be decentralized. The idea is that in the future, theoretically, you should be able to kind of export all your Threads followers to any app of your choice if you wanted to.
Yeah, tell me more about this concept of decentralized social media.
Yeah, so the idea there is that instead of just having, a couple major social platforms where you're locked in and you have all your followers, all your posts, all your information, that there should be some kind of standard across all different apps so that if you want to go and take your social media information from one place to the other, you can quickly do that in this kind of decentralized world where there's, you know, many, many, many different options for how you port over all your social media life. But what Instagram is saying that is truly different and could really make decentralization more mainstream is they would be the first major social media network player to actually do that, to say, okay, we're going to let you take the kind of social credibility you build up here and move it somewhere else.
Now, of course, Meta, Facebook, Instagram have relied on advertising to make money. Is that going to be the case with Threads too?
Yeah, so there's no advertising on Threads yet. That's a conscious choice they've made, and it's one that helps them grow it, right? If you're just trying to get users engaged and using a new app, you don't want them bogged down by advertisements they don't necessarily want to see. Meta also has so much income that it doesn't need to, you know, try to juice ads right away. However, they have said that is coming. Mark Zuckerberg made a thread and said once they hit 1 billion users, they'll start to worry about that problem, and they're at 100 million now. But yeah, I mean, Meta runs its business on ads. So, you know, one day if Threads continues to grow, you can expect to see some in there.
Let's talk about what's been happening internationally with Threads. It has not been released in the EU, likely because of some regulatory complications, right?
Right. So the EU has a set of new regulation coming out. And while the details are still being decided and it's not clear exactly how it's going to be implemented, Meta sort of preemptively decided not to roll out in the EU because reportedly they're worried about meeting these regulations. So the reason there is that these regulations could potentially limit the way that companies like Meta share data across their different subsidiaries and apps. So what we were talking about there where, you know, Threads' big advantage is that it can plug into your Instagram data. If it can't do that, or if there are problems with doing that, then that's where it could run into issues under this EU act. But again, this is all very tentative. We don't know exactly how the regulation is going to work. So the bottom line is that the act limits gatekeepers, and Meta is definitely seen as a company that is so big that it could be a gatekeeper.
And what are some of the data privacy concerns that have come up around Threads?
Yeah, so there was like a screenshot that kind of was making the rounds on the internet of all the permissions that you give Threads when you sign up to use it. And that's just something that's relayed to you in the Apple App Store when you download it. And it says, you know, Meta has the permission to track things like, you know, your location, your, you know, health data. But, you know, while that can sound scary, and it certainly is to a lot of people, it's pretty standard. I looked into it, and Twitter has the same, like, very similar privacy permissions that you give it when you download the app. So, I mean, I think the reality that people are still uncomfortable with on a fundamental level is all these social media apps, most of them really do track our online behavior one way or another. And you are giving up more of your data when you download an additional app from one of these big tech companies.
We are now in week two of the sort of fast evolving life of Threads. What are you going to be keeping a close eye on as things move along?
I'm going to be looking at the tone of the app. I think that Meta did a lot of work to try to seed these big brands and celebrities, you know, people like Jennifer Lopez, Shakira, Martha Stewart, and then big brands like Wendy's are on there. And while that can, you know, definitely add to kind of the credibility of an app when it first rolls out, you also need the authentic creators, right? You need the people who are not necessarily famous, but are becoming famous because what they're posting on the app is so interesting. And I think that's what I'm going to be looking for is this app, is it going to continue this hype to grow, or is it going to fizzle out and become a little more boring if we don't have an emphasis again on this like organic, interesting, fresh, new text content?
One of the big questions I have moving forward is not just whether Threads, but really whether any app can sort of reclaim the kind of success and status that Twitter once had.
That's actually a really interesting question because there's a big debate right now. Is the era of traditional social media dead, or is Meta proving that it can still work? And again, I think we'll only know once we see a month from now, 2 months from now, how much people are really returning to an app like Threads that is very much still a relic of kind of social media's past. There's a real fear that maybe we're done with like tech social media.
Shireen Ghaffari is a senior correspondent at Vox. We talked about how Threads has the built-in network effects from Instagram and has worked to get celebrities engaged, but it's not clear yet that will be the key to making it feel like the Twitter of old. Writer Anne Helen Peterson has a fun breakdown of what her Threads timeline looked like when she auto-followed all the accounts from her Instagram, and how different and frankly lame the experience was compared to both Twitter and Instagram. For instance, those popular Peloton instructors whose houses and weddings and vacations you like to spy on in photos, well, let's just say their posts on Threads feel a little more prosaic. I'm not sure I need to know the microblogging thoughts of the various silly animal or interior design influencers I follow on Instagram either. But Threads does have an advantage when it comes to one popular account, the 20-year-old college student Jack Sweeney, who tracks the whereabouts of Elon Musk's private jet. Now known as Elon Musk Jet on Threads, according to CNN, Sweeney had been suspended from Twitter when Elon Musk took over last November. He then continued to tweet the jet's location under a different account with a delay of 24 hours. But over on Threads, Sweeney's already got tens of thousands of followers for his now real-time updates. And it appears Threads' popularity might already be eating away at Twitter usage. The CEO of Cloudflare, which provides network services, tweeted a graph last weekend that seemed to show Twitter's traffic tanking, in his words. Another web analytics firm, SimilarWeb, told CNBC that Twitter's traffic was down 5% during the first 2 days after Threads became available, and down 10% over the same period last year. Jesus Alvarado produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.